6 weeks from today, folks. 6 weeks. We're 42 out regarding the biggest election country has seen in a very long time, including some of the races. We told you on the national stage, state, local, especially. One of the things on local that we are eyeing is the second assembly. That's where you have a former supervisor going against a town councilwoman. It's a fascinating race. And participating as far as the former supervisor's side of things, Laura Jen Smith, you know her well, and we welcome her back to the program. Hope everything is well. Can you feel the crunch a little bit as you go down the stretch here? Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, time is ticking away. I think there's 42 days left now. It seemed like it was, you know, just we were back in January not too long ago, and here we are in almost to the end of September, heading towards the end of September already. And with the way voting is going between absentee ballots and early voting and then actual November 3rd election day, there's a variety of ways for people to vote. So, you know, the days that people can vote is much more extended, which is, I think, is good so that people can have access to the voting.
No question. Absentee mail-ins happening as we speak. Mm-hmm. You also have the early voting debuting. What is it, October 24th? I believe 9 days out.
Yep.
So unprecedented times call for unprecedented ways mm-hmm. to greet the constituency. How are you doing it? You know, you can't do the proverbial handshake at a train station anymore. I don't think you can.
No,
it's hard to do that with distancing, right? How are you doing it?
The elbow bump. But, you know, I mean, we know here on the East End, there's not a lot of train service. It's been a problem out here. So the train stations don't work quite as well out here, but there certainly are, you know, you go to where people are, where they're shopping or where they're out in public, where they feel comfortable being, and you try and meet them there through phone calls, through, you know, social media, obviously, becomes a big part of campaigning during the season. We've seen that through the past election cycles, but I think even more so now as people are kind of stuck in their homes and Zoom, you know, you do everything by Zoom instead of person. So, you know, it's you adapt to the changing ways as everybody else has with their businesses. You know, it's what you have to do to be able to meet people where they are.
No question. Laura Jen Smith with us running for the assembly in the second. So what are the concerns out there? Laura, what are you seeing? What are you feeling? Where do people need the help? Where do they want to see kind of a change in place? You know, different time than it was a couple of years ago, different concerns. What are you seeing right now out there?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, I think you were just talking about the stock market on your show. I think people are understandably nervous with many things. You know, the unemployment rate is still, you know, fairly high. It's over 10%. And Congress has been, you know, dragging their heels with another stimulus package. And, you know, it seems that we're getting very diverted, you know, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg death and the Supreme Court. The emphasis on the relief package, which is really what Americans need and the people in the state of New York and the residents of Long Island need to know what that package is going to be. We're grappling with a state budget that has, you know, is going to have a large deficit. There's going to have to be decisions made about that. You know, as supervisor, I crafted budgets, and as on the school board, I crafted budgets. So I think it's going to be very important to have somebody in place that's well-versed in line-by-line budgeting, because I think this is going to be one of the years where you're not going to be able to sustain the budget without some adjustments to it. And, you know, sweeping adjustments in one area I don't think is something that the community is looking for. So I think it's going to be line-by-line looking at the budgets. My opponent has sat on the board for almost 11 years, and for most of the majority on the year, she hasn't even voted on the budgets, let alone crafted a budget. So I think it's important to have somebody in there that knows how to do it. When I was on the town board, you know, I came in and they had a deficit in the town. They had used their reserve funds about almost $11 million. When I was in there for just a couple years, I was able to put almost $4 million back in. From doing things, simple things, you know, renegotiating our debt, making sure that we negotiated good contracts that were beneficial not only to the taxpayers but to the people that were serving our community. So I think these are important items to consider as you're looking to move up to the state level, and having that experience, I think, is important.
All right, talk to me about safety. That is a big concern in many an area in some of the races. And I'm sure people are thinking about that. You know, you got a couple of comments, interesting enough, the other day from the county executive. And obviously, federal aid is needed all over the place, especially here on the island. And Suffolk County, no exception. You know, you're talking about slashing the force. That's an issue, considering the unrest we're seeing throughout our country right now. That's on a lot of people's minds. What about the aspect of that? How do you handle that?
I mean, I think in on Long Island and in Suffolk County, especially here, we've been incredibly fortunate. Our crime rates are very low. Our police do a great job. You know, I'm not for defunding the police, but I think, you know, when we look at these budgets, if there's not money coming in, you know, how are we going to handle this? I mean, public safety is a number one issue. Educating our children is a number one issue. I think so many people are you know, scared now because of their health care. You know, we have had so many people that lost jobs and or only going back to work part-time, it doesn't provide them with their health care benefits. So these are all issues that will need to be grappled with, and I think the number one job of a representative is to make sure that you're not compromising any of the services that we provide to the community, and that is in particularly important with our police force and being able to have them available to respond to emergencies and to keep our community safe.
You have, I think the last time I looked, you're getting, well, I know you have majorities in both Senate and Assembly. Assembly is rather large. I think it's 106-42, if that's the correct number there. Now listen, Democrats have a big majority. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to do things in a sensible fashion, good negotiations and everything else. If you are a winner on November the 3rd, when it's all said and done, how does the Jen Smith voice going to resonate? And, you know, listen, there's still plenty of issues, majorities and everything else in place. How do you plan on changing the mighty course of rivers there?
Well, I think, you know, being in the majority is obviously helpful to get legislation through. But I think, you know, one of the things that distinguishes myself and Long Island is that many times we're sort of dictated by what's going on in New York City and legislation that's coming out of New York City. And I don't think that should be the case. Long Island really honestly has more in common with some of the upstate communities than we do with New York City. And I think that's important for us to work together to be able to address those issues that are on Long Island. I mean, you know, the Long Island middle class, the working class out here has been, you know, struggling for many, many years here with under a very heavy tax burden, and we need to be able to address that. You know, we've seen with bail reform, you know, that was passed, you know, and I think many constituents here on Long Island felt that it went a little too far with not giving judges discretion to be able to look at cases when they came in, and if there was a need for protecting the public and public safety, that they should have the discretion to be able to make a decision based on that. And I think not having, you know, kind of not having that strong Long Island voice and the constituents' voice, I think is a disservice to us here on Long Island. And I'll go up there and be a strong voice for Long Island. I'll work with the other party, regardless of party, with the other representatives here from Long Island to pass legislation that's good for Long Islanders.
Well, bail is huge, and the reform and everything else, and that is it's probably one of the number one topics here on the island. I've said it a million times, Laura, besides the judge's discretion, his powers basically being stripped, you know, I still say there's disclosure issues, discovery issues that need to be corrected. Are you in for that as far as, you know, and a lot of, you know, listen, we've had a lot of people on saying, you know what, they're not going to vote on it until they give you a full tweak, and you haven't had that really. You know, you've had a couple of little fixes here and there, but nothing to really satisfy. Yes, judges need their powers, but you have to reverse, in my opinion, the presumption of rapid disclosure, talking about victim and witness information. But also, it's about the rest of the new discovery requirements, at least to a level that, you know, some of the crime labs and the prosecutors can manage, and in a timely manner, because that's key as well. You have to have it in a timely manner. Would you be okay to kind of review all of this and sound off? Where are you on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think come January, we'll have a year's worth of data. to find out if the 15-day discovery is working, if it is able to be done. Obviously, you know, this all falls into within the budget realm. These were sweeping changes made to our law enforcement and to our court systems. And, you know, they come with a very large expense to them. And is that expense proving to work well in making sure that our legal system works efficiently? So we'll have a year's worth of data at that point, and I think we should be able to take a look at it from there. You know, I mean, with bail reform, I mean, obviously we know that if somebody is in jail for a minor offense that have never had offense before and they can't afford the bail reform, that's unfair, that's unconstitutional. But when you get into some of these other criminal activities that carry more of a safety measure for our community, you know, they need to be looked at. So I think we'll have a year's worth of data at that point. I think that we can certainly, there's enough, you know, bright minds up in Albany that can work on this, get this information done quickly and assess it, and then discern, you know, take a look at the legislation from a point of view that actually has data involved in it.
No question. All happening 6 weeks, 42 yeah. days to the big day of November right. 3rd. And Laura Jen Smith will be very active, without question, on the East End, running in that second assembly seat. Always good to have you, and we'll talk to you as we get close. How's that?
Always good talking to you, Jay. Yep, I'll looking forward to talking to you again.